Runner on first base, two outs, and the pitch. The runner goes. The throw down to second base, the tag, he is out. And that is another caught stealing. What's up, y'all? Caught stealing, E. Marquez. Back on the set. Ain't no set. We're just talking to my car, to be honest with you. But yeah. First weekend of baseball, all done. And I wanted to get on to talk to you guys about the interesting things that are going on with baseball. The first thing is the amount of young players that are just, I mean, they're making an impact already, early and often. Teams have called up a lot of young players this year already because now they don't have that service year rule where they can miss a month or a week or 6 weeks and it won't cost the team a service year. So a lot of these things that are going down that are happening is a direct result of the recent resolution to the labor strife. But I like it. I like these young players coming in and getting the chance and taking advantage of the chance to play the bigs and earn their stripes and be ready for, you know, the big time. Players such as Julio Rodriguez and the Mariners, Torkelson at Detroit. You have a couple young pitchers in the Twins organization. These guys are coming up and they're making an impact, and they're making an impact early, which is good. First weekend under the belt or completed. And what I've come to realize is it's a lot of talent in Major League Baseball. And where it separates is those 60 games and injuries. That's what separates the big leagues. And that is key. I mean, you have your teams like the Orioles. You have your teams that like the Pirates that are just so young that, you know, the season's going to take its toll. But if you sprinkle in some veterans on these clubs, with a lot of these young players, a lot of young energy, a lot of young, vibrant ability, you got yourself a thing. So it comes down to those 60 games. I think one time I heard from an old-timer buddy of mine that's a big-time baseball fan. And he played baseball, he coached baseball in his heyday. He told me that 51 games you win, 51 games you lose, and it comes down to those 60 games. And I thought to myself, that's an interesting way to put it, I guess. Now, the key is, when do those 60 games occur? Do they occur at, you know, 60 straight games, like what happened with the Colorado Rockies? I believe it was in 2012 when they won 20 games in a row, when they won 20 games straight. Or the Oakland A's of 2002 or something like that, where they won 20 games in a row. Does those 60 games bunch up, or are they scattered around in the season? And that's where what determines your outcome, basically, or who you are. And if you look at the past two regular seasons, not counting the COVID year, it was 60 games that really surged the eventual World Series champion. 2019 was the Washington Nationals, and then 2021 was the Atlanta Braves. So those 60 games really made a mark in what was the run for the playoff, the run for the ultimate prize. So this is what's going to happen. I mean, I think you're going to see a lot of these things. What I start to look at as not only a baseball fan, but like just a baseball purist, is trends. I like to see I like to get the first 60 games of the year, and I like to put an identity to teams. If you can't put an identity to a team yet by the 60-game mark, then it's going to either take a while or this team is not going to, it's just not going to be good. They're not going to be contending. And you see it. 2019, the Nationals started picking up at the end of May, early June. And then the 2021 Atlanta Braves picked up around early August. And that's when they, you know, they just put foot to the pedal and just took the bull by its horns. Sorry, I can't get the sayings right, but hey, you know what I mean. Also, what comes of those first 60 games, it gives teams and the front office an understanding if they're sellers or buyers, or if they're just going to go and try to get young players at bats, if they're going to try to, you know, develop some more players at the big league level, etc. So those first 60 games are crucial. But I see this year in baseball, because of the influx of players, of young players, I think that you're going to see more good teams, more teams in contention. And I don't know if there's significant moves by like the trade deadline. I know the moves occur, you know, even after the trade deadline, when they used to occur with the offer, you know, the waivers, the waiver claims. But now that's not allowed. But then there is this thing where the team will designate players, and then other teams will pick them up. Like what happened with Eddie Rosario for the Braves. He was designated after the trade deadline, and he was picked up off of a minor league contract with the Braves. Wound up, you know, taking his position in the major league level and then being a stud in the playoffs. So these things occur. But going on now in 22, what I would like to see is the trends. And in these trends, I'll give you a good example. Chicago White Sox have scored 2 runs in the first inning of the first 3 games, which is a good trend. Even though they're 2-1, that's a mark of a good ball club. A team that gets out and they're scoring, and you know, they're getting their early runs, because early runs are better. You want early runs. I think early runs, similar to hockey, you score first, you kind of dictate terms. You kind of dictate terms. I mean, there's sometimes where it doesn't happen, but it's just like a psychological cool to your game or to the team's game. They just basically start with the momentum and then you dictate terms. Well, I think that's a good trend to have. Another good trend is what the Blue Jays are doing. The ability to hit the ball opposite way when runners are in scoring position. Vlad Guerrero, I believe he's got 6 RBIs in the first 3 games. And out of those 6 RBIs, 3 hits were towards the opposite way. So that's a good thing. The Chicago Cubs being able to take a lot of pitches but not forcing it. Forcing the opposing pitcher to make the right pitches. And putting the ball in play, making contact. Those are good trends to have. The St. Louis Cardinals, their stars, their Goldschmidts and their Nolan Arenado, these guys are off to good starts. This is a good trend to have. Colorado Rockies, you know, they're having a good trend going against the Dodgers and not relying on so much the home run ball. But I mean, they're getting decent pitching and at their own home ballpark against one of the best teams in the major leagues. So these trends are something that we want to keep an eye on. We want to keep an eye. Can the White Sox keep scoring early and scoring often? Can the Cardinals continue to get the production that they're getting from their top guys? And, you know, this is what you want to see. The Brewers starting pitching staff, the inability to keep the ball in the strike zone. That's hurting them. You know, these are trends. These are things. Yeah, the Brewers are going to change it up because they're a good team. They're quality pitching staff. They got studs. But this is the trends. These are the trends that we want to look at. We want to keep on going to see if there is good teams. That's the key. This is the key. So overall, I find that the early going, the story in the early going, is the trends and the young players. And I'm very eager to see it. The good thing is, baseball's every day. I love it. Baseball's every day. You know, I ride and die with the Chicago Cubs. There's not a lot of expectations with the Cubs. I know next year they're going to have a whole bunch of money to spend. We don't know what they're going to do with that. But these young players and these players that are not supposed to be doing anything, coming and taking two out of three from the Brewers, it's not an easy task. The Brewers pitching staff starting rotations, one of the best in the big leagues. And the Cubs were able to handle them and score runs off of them and dictate terms. So it's pretty good. But other than that, I would have to say that I love the fact that baseball is going strong. That baseball is, we got a rhythm. We got a rhythm going and it's early. I like that. I like that. Overall, in what I want to see next, I don't know if I know of anything that I want to see next or going forward, but maybe more contact and less walks. You know, the batter is always going to want to walk, but the pitchers are the ones that can have control over that. So yeah, and we'll see where it goes. We need some more young players. The injury bug, I would like to see the injury bug not happen. So, you know, you get your little soreness and your little, you need days off. Guys need days off, mental rest. But, you know, the Tommy Johns and the obliques and the hamstrings and the quads and shoulder problems, that I don't want to see. I know it's part of the game, but it would be lovely to see teams in Major League Baseball have the least amount of injuries. Like, I mean, is it possible? I doubt it. But I would love to see just full strength. I would love to see full strength baseball. And I was just, like I was discussing with a couple of people just recently, this is the best time of the year for baseball because you have, your teams are pretty much healthy. And on top of that, they have like this eagerness to get out on the field. And I think because of the small sample size of spring training, now you got guys that are probably on that, like, that peak level. So good weather, great stadiums, and the ability to play the game at a high level, I mean, makes for just beautiful, beautiful baseball. Then it'll possibly die down in May and in June because of those injuries, because of those general soreness. But, and then in October, you really get, you know, sluggish baseball and a lot of baseball with every pitch being so crucial as playoff baseball. That's what makes it so great, the stress level. But, I mean, this right now is the best time for just top level baseball. That's how I see it. So yeah, that's what I got for you today. Call stealing E. Marquez. And we'll see when we get back. Try to see how it goes for the next couple days. I know tomorrow there should be some good games. I know Tuesday should be a full slate of games. So we'll go off from there. I'll try to get back onto the horn, back on the horn in the next few days. So thanks for listening. And share, do all the nice fun things, and I'll keep on bringing you baseball. Take care now. E. Marquez, call stealing.